How do you promote civil discourse in our democracy? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Whitney Manzo, assistant professor of political science at Meredith College, details how getting students thinking and talking about it may help turn the tide.
Many voters this election season have expressed discomfort at both presidential candidates. In fact, the disapproval ratings for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are some of the highest we've ever seen in major party candidates for president. One of the reasons so many people are disliking this election, and even politics in general, is because it seems so combative. Very personal details are discussed in the media, and candidates are called unpleasant names. All this negativity turns people off. How do we fix politics? How can we make Americans want to participate in their democracy? One way is to promote civil discourse. Civil discourse is conversation aimed at encouraging understanding and is very important in running a functional democracy. Once we cut out the harsh words and polarizing rhetoric, we can talk about the many facets of controversial issues with the goal of solving the problems facing our country, like immigration or income inequality. One way we encourage civil discourse is through having our students talk through these controversial topics. As part of our research, we run a poll every semester that asks respondents about current political issues. Past topics have included females in political office, voter ID laws, the gender wage gap, and perceptions of law enforcement. Sometimes respondents haven't been very nice, and sometimes our students get hung up on. However, when we've asked the students what they think about the poll, they overwhelmingly state that, unexpectedly, they enjoy talking to other people about the issues. They like understanding others' viewpoints and using them to form their own. Our hope is that the students take this willingness to engage in civil discourse into the community and encourage others to partake as well. In this way, we can do our part to get people voting and improve our democracy.
That was Whitney Manzo of Meredith College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.